Watch, Protesters Attack Police Cars in Second Night of Rhode Island Riots. By Bob Price on October 22, 2020. Protesters in Providence, Rhode Island, took to the streets for a second night and attacked police and their vehicles. Officers arrested at least 8 people. Once again, the protest began peacefully. Demonstrators came out against police following an incident that put a 24-year-old man into a coma after a moped crash at the end of a police chase. Protesters claim the police cruiser struck the moped. Video evidence released so far does not make clear the precise cause of the crash. The demonstration turned violent when protesters began throwing rocks, smoke bombs, and other objects at police officers who were trying to maintain order in the streets, the Providence Journal reported. At about 10:30 p.m. local time, police ordered the crowd, including news media, to disperse. Video tweeted by WPRI 12 reporter Rob Nesbitt shows a group of police cars blocking one of the streets used by protesters. The video shows multiple police vehicles with broken windows. Several police cruisers parked on Elmwood Avenue have cracked/broken windows and windshields. The cruisers were used to block protesters earlier tonight. At pre12pic.twitter.com/eb0jakebarrier. Rob Nesbitt, at Rob Nesbitt News, October 22, 2020. Another video shows one man being arrested by police after he dared them to, Nesbitt tweeted. #breaking. A man was just arrested on Elmwood Avenue after yelling at police and daring them to arrest him. At pre12pic.twitter.com/amawansra. Rob Nesbitt, at Rob Nesbitt News, October 22, 2020. Another video shows several more people being arrested and placed in a van. #breaking. Several protesters are now being arrested and put into this Providence police transport vehicle. At pre12pic.twitter.com/uamelmt84. Rob Nesbitt, at Rob Nesbitt News, October 22, 2020. The incident that resulted in the hospitalization of Jamal Gonsalves stemmed from a police crackdown on swarms of dirt bikes, mopeds, and ATVs racing through the capital city's streets. The use of dirt bikes and ATVs on our city streets is illegal and they are a serious danger to the public, Providence Mayor Jorge Alorza said in a written statement earlier this year. These vehicles will not be tolerated and we will continue to confiscate and destroy them. Another video by Nesbitt shows some of those bikers racing through the protest area. Protesters marching through Providence tonight have been blocked off by police at Park Avenue, near the Cranston City Line. At pre12pic.twitter.com/cf9gxf6rua. Rob Nesbitt, at Rob Nesbitt News, October 22, 2020. Video released by police that left Gonsalves in a coma does not conclusively show if his injury was caused by his losing control of the moped during a right-hand turn or if the cruiser was more directly involved in the impact. The investigation into the crash continues. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pix and Facebook.